words have got no tongue.
You will never be the same.
And with a full catastrophe, he didn't mean it was all bad.
God, that I worship has a way of saying, don't play with
me. I invite you to the dance. To the dance with the Lord of the dance.
God didn't call America to do what she's doing in the world now.
Please dance.
For those of you who have been following on our Discord server, you've probably already heard this, but for those of you who haven't, I've already said I'm going to be taking the next couple of weeks off of preaching to kind of rework how preaching works for our community, find a different, maybe better way of bringing the word to you guys. And so I had planned, of course, on taking 2 weeks off to kind of figure that out. And the good news is I'm actually already well on the way. I've got a pretty good idea what we're going to do next. But I hadn't planned on putting anything out today, which is why this may come as a bit of a shock that I'm going to do a little, let's say, preaching here. It sounds different, I'm sure, because I didn't actually prepare anything. I hadn't planned on speaking the word today. Because, again, I wanted to take that time off to focus on it. But then I made a mistake, friends. You see, I went on Facebook. And I know, I shouldn't have did that. But I did. And what I saw there is the same thing I see this time every year. And it niggles at me. It eats away at me just a little bit. I see friends and colleagues, often people I know and love and respect, saying, God bless America, celebrating the 4th of July, which, God help me, happened to fall on a Sunday this week. And I wrestled with whether I was going to say anything. I really did. I hate being that guy. I know I always wind up being that guy. But I hate being that guy who can't just let a good time happen, you know? But every time I looked on there and I saw someone talk about God's blessings for America, singing God bless America, I just kept hearing in the back of my head the words of Amos chapter 5. Now, some of you may be familiar with this, and if you're not, I'm going to go ahead and read it, and I'm going to talk about it for a minute. This isn't, of course, going to be your traditional sermon. I did not prepare these remarks in advance. This is kind of a bit closer to a Psalms from the Trails than an actual sermon in terms of how much preparation has gone into it. So if you don't want to listen, that's fair, but I still felt it was something that needed to be said, even though it is, I'll admit, a bit of a downer. So I want to start by reading these words from the book of Amos, chapter 5. As usual, of course, I'm taking these from the NRSV. I recommend it, but if you're reading along, take what you have. These words from Amos, chapter 5 are as follows. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It's darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear. Or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. You can see why I like Amos. He's about as direct and blunt as I tend to be, but here he is speaking the words of the Lord to a nation that has some issues, a nation that was wrapped up in itself, that was so focused on what it believed and what it practiced internally that it didn't really care about what it was doing to the people around it, that it didn't care about justice being done, it didn't care about righteousness being done, it cared about the matters of the internal piety, the spirituality. It wanted to make sure that they were reaching out and praising the Lord in the right way, and not necessarily that they were feeding the hungry or caring for the widow and the orphan and the oppressed. Sound like anybody you know? I see these celebrations happening, the 4th of July kicking off, and people going back and forth about whether or not we should have fireworks and how we can do that. And it's all debates about to what extent we should celebrate the 4th of July. But I have to ask the question, boy, should we be celebrating America right now? So many of us want to champion the return of a great America as if switching out the occupant of the White House sometimes mean that justice has been done, that it's over, that it's taken care of, that it's finished. But the wealthy are still wealthy and the poor are still poor. The oppressed are still ground underfoot. We still drop bombs on innocent people halfway around the world. Black and brown bodies are still getting beaten in the streets by an indifferent police force, and nobody seems to care. It is tough. It is hard to be a citizen of the United States and to hear words calling to righteousness, because we want to be righteous. We want to call for righteousness and see it done. And when we see the change now between the previous administration and the current way of being, we see a blue tag name in the White House, we want to say all is well with the world, but it is not well with the world. It is not well with our souls. We want to say, all right, bring on the day of the Lord. We have gotten ourselves on the right path. We are made ready. But do you really want the day of the Lord? Do you really want God to come down to America and say, all right, I will bless you. I will judge you and I will see if you are ready and I will bless you according to your works, because our works are not good. We have not done the job yet. We have maybe put our minds and our hearts in the right direction a little bit, but we're not there yet. We're not even close. We're not even in the right direction entirely. There's still so much more to go. And I know I'm being a spoil sport. I know. Sometimes you just need to kick back and celebrate a little bit, but when you're a citizen of a country that is founded on genocide, built on the pretense of white men being better than everyone else, when your entire existence for 200 plus years has been predicated on the superiority of a few at the expense of the many, and you want to say, God bless America, I don't think you can. Like, I don't know that we're able to do that. I don't know that we can say, God bless America, because I don't know that there's anything here that God would truly bless. So perhaps you might be thinking, okay, well, if not America, then at least let us look to the great work of the church in America and the church in the world. And I say, hold the phone. Because there are a whole bunch of bodies in Canada, bodies unearthed at these schools, that would seem to say a thing or two about the role of the church waiting on that day of the Lord. And those bodies echo the bodies found at the indigenous schools in the United States, in Australia. And let's not even get started about the Magdalene Laundries and other parochial schools in Ireland and in other places throughout the world. And that's just one arm of it. Friends, we flee from the lion, and we're going to meet the bear. I can't tell you not to celebrate a holiday. If celebration is where you need to be today, so be it. And I'm not going to tell you not to. But I do want to beg you to spend some time, my American friends, with this text, with these words from Amos, and think about what it means for God to turn God's eyes upon America and Americans. Have we been so wrapped up in our own piety and our own spirituality that we've forgotten to do justice? Have we let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream? Or have we just sprinkled a few droplets on the head of the nearest oppressed person and said, oh, that's good enough. I used the right pronouns that one time. I'm fine. There is, my friends, a discipline to righteousness that our American sensibilities have difficulty with. And I say this as an American, as a white American, as a cishet privileged white male American. It is tough to maintain the discipline necessary to let justice roll down like waters with that kind of strength, with that kind of force, with that kind of power. It is hard for us to do that. Our culture flies in the face of that. We are the instant gratification people. We want to do justice, let justice be done, and then stop thinking about it because we're on to the next thing. We want racism to have ended in the mid-1950s and it's not a thing anymore, so we don't have to think about it. We want Native and Indigenous peoples to have ended back at the beginning of the country, so we don't have to think about them anymore. We don't want to talk about things like reparations. We don't want to talk about making things better. We don't want to talk about all of these other progressive, forward-thinking things that would take time and would take money and would take effort and would require us to expend energy again and again and again and again because it's just too much work. We don't want to because we want it to be over and done and move on to the next thing because that is how our culture works. But friends, that is not what it means for justice to roll down like waters. Go to the nearest waterfall if you want to know what that looks like. Is it a single drop that falls and splashes on the ground and then is done and completed in the past? Or is it a constant, ever-flowing stream? An effort that does not stop today, does not stop in the 1950s, does not stop when it happened, cannot be solved by a single piece of legislation, a single Herculean effort on the part of any one person, but requires us day in and day out to continue to rededicate ourselves to the work of justice and mercy and peace and love. Have we done that? I got to speak for myself and say, I don't know that I have. Lord knows I've tried. Lord knows all of us may have tried. But I don't know if as a people, we have reached a point where we can say that we have put in the effort at making justice roll down like waters, where we have put in the effort to make our commitment to caring for our neighbor, to uplifting the oppressed, to welcoming the immigrant, to helping the poor flow like an ever-flowing stream. I don't know that we have done that. I don't know that I can end today with any particular answers to give you on this. I don't know that I can tell you this is the fix. This is what we do from here, and then we can celebrate, because I don't think it works like that. I don't know that it works like that, and I don't think it should. So that's why I'm inviting you today to spend time with Amos and to spend time thinking about this and figure out the discipline. With me, I'm going to be working on it too. We're all going to be working on it together. There's no one of us who's got this right. But I want to invite us to come together today, not to blow off a whole bunch of explosives, not to scream to the heavens about how great we are for being American, but to look upon the face of the Lord and say, you're right. We don't got it. We have not let justice flow down like waters. We have not let it pour out of us like an ever-flowing stream. We let it pass like a lake we passed 10 miles ago. Lord, let justice roll down like waters and let it begin with us. Before I finish up from here, by the way, I did not do a Psalms from the Trails this past week because I was recovering from my first vaccine shot, which has finally come slowly and surely to us out here in Japan. So I did not have time to do our normal prayers. And I want to take a minute and go through our prayers for this week because we do have a few prayer requests. So if you are a praying person, and even if you're not, I'd hope you would sit with me for a minute here as we take a moment in prayer. Almighty God, we are a people who just plain don't know what to do. We are running from that lion, Lord, and we're tripping into a bear. We're taking a moment to rest our hand against that wall, and there comes the snake to bite. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers, for we are lost and don't know what to do. Lord, there are many among us who are in need of prayer this week. There's a lot of us. And when we pray to you, Lord, it's not because we are looking to you to give us an immediate fix. It's not because we expect you to step into the situation in a pillar of fire, great winged angels, the chorus of heaven behind you to say, it will be done, that it is your way. You're not our holy vending machine, Lord. But we bring our prayers to you because we don't know how to reckon with them. We bring our prayers to you because we don't know how to handle the situation. And we ask for your guidance and for your love and your peace to surround us as we try to navigate these situations. Lord, we pray with a member of our community for one of their friends, actually two of them, who are going through a difficult and destructive time. Lord, I don't know where he and they are in this situation. We don't have a lot of details about that. Much of these things are private, and honestly, it's probably better we don't know. But you do know, Lord. And I have to pray that you would be with them and uplift them and give them peace and guidance and help whatever that difficult or destructive situation is to see some measure of peace and improvement, Lord. We have another member of our community, Lord, who is struggling with health issues. And I won't get into what they are because they're private, but Lord, we all struggle with some kind of health issues. This person and others as well. And I pray that you will be with us as we do. The body is such a delicate thing, Lord, and it can really be scary when we don't know how to handle it and when something goes wrong. So I pray that you will be with us, all of us, when we face those moments. Lord, I also want to lift up the congregation of Kobe Union Church in prayer this week, as they've recently lost a member of their pastoral team. He passed away earlier this week from a long fight with cancer. And this member of their pastoral team, he leaves behind a family, he leaves behind friends, and he leaves behind a great many of people who he has touched in his efforts to do your will. Lord, I pray that in this moment of instability and questioning and difficulty, that you may be a cool breeze of peace on raw nerves and suffering hearts. Lord, we also pray for the daughter of a member of our community who is working her way through a bit of a respiratory cold, maybe a respiratory infection. And Lord, we know that's going to be fine, but it's always tough when we have a kid who is fighting with being sick. As a parent, it's hard to see. As a kid, it's hard to go through and to not know. Lord, those situations, they seem to us sometimes as if they should be easy, but they are so hard on the heart. Lord, we pray for mercies and peace and love in those situations. Lastly, Lord, and most importantly, we lift up to you that poor, broken child, the United States of America. I pray that you will be with every one of us who are there, every one of us who are from there or who are connected to there, and help your justice to roll down like waters through each and every one of us, and help your righteousness be as an ever-flowing stream in our own hearts, in the hearts of the people around us, and as we go out to work in the community. Lord, we lift all these things up to you, and all those prayers that we can't say, that we don't know how to say, and that we can't even bear to bring up. We lift all of these things, and we leave them in your hands, because, Lord, we just don't know what else to do. And we thank you for being the one to help us carry them. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, if you guys actually tuned in on this one, I want to really thank you for listening. I don't know if today's was helpful or not. I know I felt called to speak on it, but it may not have been what you needed. But I feel somehow that it was what needed to be said. In the meanwhile, I will be taking next week off of sermoning as we get ready to prepare our new approach to delivering the word, and without spoiling anything, I think it's going to be a good one. In the meantime, please keep an eye out for Psalms from the Trails on Thursdays, Remote Pastoral Care on Friday. We got a bunch of episodes coming up that are all looking good. And of course, if you're listening to this and you have not joined our Discord server yet, please do that. That's where our community is at its heart, and we would love to have you in our conversations and in our times of fellowship. So that said, just know that for the rest of this week, for what it's worth, I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you, and God is with you too. Take care.
He didn't mean it was so bad.
Oh, then I wasn't has a way of saying, don't play with
me. I invite you to the dance. To the dance with the Lord of the dance.
God didn't call America to do what she's doing in the world now.
Please dance.